The Baudelaire parents, of course, would have been horrified to learn that their children were to be in the care of Captain Sham. But before the children could say this to Mr. Poe, he had moved on to other matters.
Now, I think the easiest thing to do would be to meet with Captain Sham and go over some details. Where is his business card? I'll phone him now.
On the table, in the dining room, Klaus said glumly, and Mr. Poe left the kitchen to make the call. The Baudelaires looked at Aunt Josephine's shopping list and the suicide note.
I just can't believe it, Violet said.
I was sure we were on the right track with the forgery idea.
Me too, Klaus said.
Captain Sham has done something here. I know he has, but he's been even sneakier than usual.
We'd better be smarter than usual then, Violet replied, because we've got to convince Mr. Poe before it's too late.
Well, Mr. Poe said he had to go over some details, Klaus said. Perhaps that will take a long time.
I got a hold of Captain Sham, Mr. Poe said, coming back into the kitchen. He was shocked to hear of Aunt Josephine's death, but overjoyed at the prospect of raising you children. We're meeting him in a half hour for lunch at a restaurant in town, and after lunch we'll go over the details of your adoption. By tonight you should be staying in his house. I'm sure you're relieved that this can be sorted out so quickly.
Violet and Sunny stared at Mr. Poe, too dismayed to speak. Klaus was silent too, but he was staring hard at something else. He was staring at Aunt Josephine's note. His eyes were focused on concentration behind his glasses as he stared and stared at it without blinking. Mr. Poe took his white handkerchief out of his pocket and coughed into it at great length and with great gusto, a word which here means, in a way which produced a great deal of phlegm. But none of the Baudelaires said a word.
Well, Mr. Poe said finally, I will call for a taxicab. There's no use walking down that enormous hill. You children comb your hair and put your coats on. It's very windy out, and it's getting cold. I think a storm might be approaching.
Mr. Poe left to make his phone call, and the Baudelaires trudged to their room. Rather than comb their hair, however, Sunny and Violet immediately turned to Klaus.
What? Violet asked him.
What? Klaus answered.
Don't give me that what, Violet answered. You've figured something out. That's what.
I know you have. You were rereading Aunt Josephine's note for the umpteenth time, but you had an expression as if you had just figured something out. Now, what is it?
I'm not sure, Klaus said, looking over the note one more time.
I might have begun figuring something out, something that could help us. But I need more time.
But we don't have any time, Violet cried. We're going to have lunch with Captain Sham right now.
Then we're going to have to make some more time, somehow, Klaus said determinedly. Come on, children, Mr. Poe called from the hallway. The cab will be here any minute. Get your coats and let's go.
Violet sighed, but went to the closet and took out all three Baudelaire coats. She handed Klaus his coat and buttoned Sunny into her coat as she talked to her brother.
How can we make more time? Violet asked.
You're the inventor, Klaus answered, buttoning his coat.
But you can't invent things like time, Violet said. You can invent things like automatic popcorn poppers. You can invent things like steam-powered window washers, but you can't invent more time.
Violet was so certain she couldn't invent more time that she didn't even put her hair up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes. She merely gave Klaus a look of frustration and confusion and started to put on her coat. But as she did up the buttons, she realized she didn't even need to put her hair up in a ribbon, because the answer was right there with her.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。